Market analyst Stephen Daglin here with your mid-session report on Thursday. Well, it's been a choppy day so far. We've had a bit of everything, but at around midday, the ASX 200 is just slightly higher, not by much at all, by about a tenth of 1%, but it does make it 5 gains in 6 days. At least that's how we're faring at the moment. And this is, of course, after hitting a 3-week high just yesterday as well. Now, across the market, quite a mixed bag, really. We've got energy stocks, industrials, consumer discretionaries, consumer staples, and also health care under pressure, but we are seeing some solid gains in particular from property trust, the miners, and to a lesser extent some of the banks, which are helping to keep the market slightly positive at the moment. Now, quite a busy day again on the AGM and also quarterly update front with a mixed bag of outcomes. Endeavour Group, which is the drinks business behind BWS and Dan Murphy's, which was spun off by Woolies recently, it's down about 2.5%, and today it's basically said that it's been extremely difficult for the group to forecast with any degree of certainty how they'll trade over the next 12 months. That's basically exactly what the CEO said a couple of months ago. So remains to be the case that it's difficult to tell exactly, you know, how this pandemic is going to pan out. Its hotels business has been significantly disrupted. They've got about 340 hotels in across the country. And the fact that there have been lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria recently has meant 40% of its hotels were closed over the past 3 months. But of course, demand for alcohol has been very strong during the pandemic. So sales at its BWS and Dan Murphy stores have been mostly higher. Transurban is down slightly. The toll road operator said it's been significantly impacted by restrictions on movement between July and September. They were greatest during the shutdown of the construction industry, in fact, over the second half of July. So Sydney and Melbourne under the most pressure, which is not surprising. Traffic slumped there by more than 40% over the quarter as well. Also, Woodside and Santos, which have released some quarterlies today, are both under pressure. Some of the winners today include CIMIC. The construction group maintained its profit goals for the year. It reckons it could make between $400 and $430 million, was awarded about $16 billion of new work over the past 9 months, and the amount of work it has in hand has jumped almost 20%. AMP is also up about 4%. The amount of money it's got under management has been largely unchanged, and the amount of cash leaving the group has also improved. So its shares are still down 25% though this year, and it's had double-digit losses each year for the past 4 years, so it has a very long way to go. Another standout today includes Aristocrat Leisure, which is up around 6% and has hit a record high. It announced the acquisition of gambling software company Playtech just on Monday for close to $5 billion, which it hopes will accelerate its growth strategy over the medium term. So in recent days, three brokers have raised their share price targets for the group over the next 12 months. Elsewhere, iTech Minerals is a newcomer to the market. It's up about 15%. This is a group that operates as an industrial and battery minerals exploration company in South Australia in particular. Its code is ITM, and it made its debut at 11 a.m. today. The Aussie dollar is stronger at 75.2 US cents.